You are listening to a Warriors Perspective podcast. On today's episode, Captain Andy Lawrence is joined by Captain Jeff Wilk and Chief Louis Gayton, and they are discussing this year's Los Angeles County Fire Department Day of Prayer. Last year was the first time in the history of the department that this was held. These are some of the gentlemen that organized that event, and they are doing it again this year. It's going to be on May 2nd at 10 a.m. at LAO. So if you are an employee of Los Angeles County Fire Department, please put it on your calendar. Come on down and join us. Last year was a great event. This one's going to be even better. Come out and pray for our department leadership, pray for the people that we serve, and pray for one another. Thank you for listening. Enjoy.
All of this, all that we're doing, that's the point. The point is to pray for the department. The point is to pray for one another and to recenter God within the department, right? And there is no hidden message. There is no hidden agenda. There is no anger that's coming out of this. We're trying to make a point about anything. We just as believers know that this is what we're called to do, to pray for one another, to lift up one another in prayer.
Today, I got a couple guests with me. I got Captain Jeff Wilk and Battalion Chief Louis Gayton from Los Angeles County Fire Department. I should say myself, Captain Andrew Lawrence for Los Angeles County Fire Department. And today, we're just going to throw out a brief little episode regarding an event that we've been working on getting launched here coming up. We're going to be hosting a National Day of Prayer event at Los Angeles County Headquarters on May the 2nd. 2024. So we're going to speak a little bit to how this started, what the Day of Prayer is, some scripture that inspired us to do this, and hopefully encourage anybody that's listening to come and join us. So the National Day of Prayer itself is an annual day of observance that was designated by the United States Congress and held on the first Thursday of May. And it's when people are asked to turn to God in prayer and meditation. And the president is required by law to sign a proclamation each year encouraging all Americans to pray on this day. So last year, we hosted a Day of Prayer event back in July, and this year we've decided to coincide it with the National Day of Prayer itself that's observed by many Americans in our great country. And one of the verses that inspired us to do this last time, which is inspiring us again, comes out of 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Verse 14, and it says that if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. And the following verse, verse 15, says, now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer offered in this place. So our inspiration on this was to take that verse and to not just be hearers of the word, but actual doers of the word, and to create an opportunity and an environment for all of us to come together and to pray and meditate and to recenter God into our lives. With that intro, I'll pass it on to Chief Louis Gayton, who's really been spearheading all this, to kind of speak on what we did last year and kind of some of the changes this year and what we can expect.
Hey, Andy, thanks for having me on. Thanks for supporting us last year and this year.
Been my honor, man. Amen.
And thank you, Jeff, Captain Jeff Wilk, for joining me in this endeavor last year and this year and being a part of it with me. Basically, the event that we did last year, it was held in July, and there seemed to be a lot of issues going on, either in the department, in the county, in the nation. And it seemed to be a little more reactive to things that were going on. And the only way we felt that we could respond to any type of anxiety or tribulation or any kind of a drama that may come our way was to seek the Lord in prayer. And my position at headquarters, I thought, man, up on top of the hill where we used to train, where we still train, but where I had my academy when I first got hired 25 years ago, it just has such a beautiful view over the people that we serve. And my thought was to get something together for, you know, people of faith to come together and to seek God's guidance. not to really respond to anything going on, but to really just come together and to support one another and just seek the Lord's leadership. The event itself last year turned out to be better than expected. I think we had about 85 people show up at headquarters. We had worship music, and we had a few people speak about a few topics and speak right out of the Word of God. I think the event last year was aimed at being prayerful, but we just ended up reading God's Word, which ended up being very good. Ultimately, the finish of as the meeting finished, the fellowship afterwards was where it was at. That's where God did a lot of His work. A lot of people came to the event and were able to say, "Oh my gosh, you're a Christian. Oh my gosh, you're a believer. And the things that people were able to open up about, it was truly amazing. Without getting into details about some of the topics, but they were all heavy, heavy topics. Now bring us fast forward to this year. So we always wanted to find out how we could do this again. There was no way we were going to be able to do it similar to the way that we did it last year, because we may have gotten a freebie last time. We wanted to do it official, and we wanted to involve the department in it and ask permission of the fire chief and do it right. And he graciously gave us his approval. So we are grateful to Chief Maroney and the LA County Fire Department for supporting us in this endeavor. And just like last time, we just want to make sure that we're coming together in love and support of, you know, the people that we work for, the citizens that we serve, and our fellow brother and sister firefighters, as well as all of our civilian employees of our department. But we just want to gather and support and, again, seek the Lord's leadership, seek the Lord's counsel, seek His peace. And we're adding one addition to this. And we're having a few organizations that work in the field of firefighter wellness to be able to speak to anybody that might be seeking that type of need, that might have that kind of a need. The event itself is open to firefighters and their friends and families. So there will be counselors there. There will be, you know, without going through the list of organizations that are going to be there, there's going to be support for everyone to seek out. Also, too, we wanted to be able to have conversations about possible small groups similar to the one Jeff and I are involved in. We found that having those kinds of things are real successful in supporting each other. So that's in a nutshell.
It's pretty cool being involved in the first one and then now being involved in the second one, to just see it growing, seeing the Lord working and just kind of seeing what it is that He's doing with all of this. And I'm pretty excited. I was super excited for the first one, but I'm really excited for this one. You know, it's going to be pretty, pretty powerful.
Yeah, I think so. I think just building off of what we did last year, you know, it was, there's always your inaugural event. And I know when the idea for this was born, I don't know that we had ever imagined, you know, hey, let's make this an annual thing. And to see, you know, do what we did last year, see what worked, what didn't, to be able to have a chance this year to build on the stuff that worked and change the stuff that didn't, and really make it something that focuses, you know, once again, our like I said last year, our primary focus is to pray for the people we serve, is to pray for the leadership of the department, to pray for the men and women on the floor. You know, it's just to pray for all those people involved in the department, the people who work behind the scenes, the people that run this department in ways that we don't. And then also to bring to light some of the things that are plaguing this department as far as some of the mental health issues that, you know, let's be honest, there's all these, there's more than one way to skin a cat, but I think we all kind of agree that Jesus is the true way to find healing, and bringing that aspect to wellness that just seems to be missing in some aspects. That's a big part of what we want to really do. And then I know my personal goal through the whole thing has always been to just finally provide a space where we as believers can come together and see each other. And I said this last year, we can actually see each other and say, hey, all right, these are my people. These are I can turn to. These are the people that I know. I know, feel, and believe the same as I do. And I feel like that was missing to the majority of my career, you know, kind of like Lou, between two separate departments. I'm coming up to 25 years myself, and, you know, I've never experienced anything like this in any aspect. And it's pretty awesome, not just to see it, but man, I am so blessed to be a part of it. And it's just been a good process, you know?
Yeah. Amen, buddy. I mean, I think the value in what you're talking about is just is the fact of fellowship, you know, especially in the world that we live in today. Mm-hmm. It seems more and more that Jesus is being suppressed, you know, and which is biblical. Yeah. He doesn't return to a, like we were speaking off air, to a world that's rainbows and butterflies, you know, it's very much a fallen state. And the further that we get down this timeline, the more of a need that we're going to have to lock arms and to hold each other accountable and to boost each other up and to encourage each other within, you know, biblical concepts and whatnot. And one of the most eye-opening parts to me as well is similar to what you were saying, was how many retired guys showed up on the first go around. And I remember looking around and seeing these guys, and I knew the guys that were there that were retired were Christians while they were working. And then when they left, it left like a vacuum, you know, or a void, if you will. And I really felt the need to, like, well, we need to fill that space again, you know, and it hasn't really been filled with those figureheads that are that, you know, these are the guys that I can go to when I'm seeking counsel or fellowship in the environment of what we're talking about here, you know? So it's pretty neat to see, as this thing's growing, the Lord's kind of placing his players in place, if you will, you know. And I know one big thing that's going to be different this year than last year is last year we kind of spoke on the word quite a bit, which I thought was really good concerning the times. But this year, the emphasis is very much on worship and prayer. And our worship is actually being provided by somebody in-house, which is going to be pretty neat.
Yeah.
So grateful for the team that stepped up last time and the job that they did. It was incredible. Very moving, and man, they were in the heat of the day, man. He was pretty sweaty, and he was working hard, but it was incredible, you know. But this year, now that we've had some time, you know, we're kind of keeping it more internal, which I think there's going to be huge benefits in that, in the lines of what you're talking about with seeing people that you work amongst that are, you know, aligned with you.
Right.
Yeah. And then also, on the prayer side of things, I mean, I thought, you know, this idea that Lou had was really, really cool, in that we're going to have rank and file praying for executive staff and an executive staff member praying for rank and file. And then I think that we were going to have one more person praying for our civilian employees as well. So we're going to cover everybody in the prayer aspect of this. And then, like Lou was saying, or Chief Gayton, excuse me, was saying, the best feedback that I got regarding the first time we did this was the fellowship that happened afterwards. So I think that we really took that to heart, and we've really stepped up what will be provided in that sense this time for the fellowship part. The prayer and the worship will happen at the beginning and will be the emphasis, but we're really allowing for time for that fellowship to continue to take place. The organizations that are going to be available there, it's going to be pretty amazing. And then we're also providing food again this time. And then I believe there's going to be a few churches that may show up to provide assistance, and just, you know, this is who we are. If you're seeking us, you know, we're here. But I think the overall emphasis that we really want to have on this is that we just need to recenter our lives with God being at the center of all that. And if we go to Matthew 6:24-26, it says, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And mammon being in the context of today would be like money, possessions, fame, status, or anything that you're going to value more than the Lord. And that's
right.
Kind of what we're trying to emphasize with this day, and what we're doing is to get God back in the place that he belongs. He's always been there. It's more just right. We need to be looking there. And it's so hard in this fallen world with all the distractions that are going on and just the ways of the world that to turn from that. But I think the more that we can host events like this and create support groups and Bible studies and all the things that are going to grow from this, it's going to serve us to be able to serve him better.
Yeah, that is the big goal. But one of the things I emphasized last year that I just want to reemphasize this year too is all of this, all that we're doing, that's the point. The point is to pray for the department. The point is to pray for one another and to recenter God within the department, right? And there is no hidden message. There is no hidden agenda. There is no anger that's coming out of this. There is no, we're trying to make a point about anything. We just as believers know that this is what we're called to do, to pray for one another, to lift up one another in prayer. And even those that don't believe, you know, I think I was thinking a lot about the woman at the well the other day and reading through it as I was doing a Bible study and just realizing that this woman who Jesus meets at the well, Jesus himself meets there, you know, and she comes and he starts having a conversation. Well, in the context of society at that point, that's something that just doesn't happen. But not only does he do this, you know, he reaches her and basically converts her, but it was all out of love. Everything he did was out of love. Every interaction, everything was all out of love. And that's what we're here to do, is just to pour out this love on the department, pour out this love on the staff, on the guys on the floor, and even on our executive staff and the people making the decisions and running this. And this, that's what we want to focus on, you know, and we mentioned a lot last time because the way it was set up was a little bit different. You know, we're not going up there to make a point about anything. We're just there to simply pray. And that's the same thing we're there today, or will be there that day for, is just to simply, just to pray and nothing else, and ask for God's presence and blessing on everyone and everything that makes our department and our community run. And because that's like we said many times already, that's just what we feel is missing. And we just want to be able to be a part of the body that provides that. That's all.
Amen, dude. Well said. He's the one solution, right?
Right.
I mean, it's...
Right, right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It doesn't matter how much money you throw at it or programs or grants or whatever, you know, it's...
Right.
It is the truth, and that truth we want to portray in love, you know, as you're saying, very much. And Jesus being the greatest example of love for all of us and laying down his life for us, even while we were yet sinners, you know, that one always...
Yeah.
That one gets me every time, you know, that he did that. Even though we didn't ask him to, a lot of times we almost resist him doing that, you know, but he did it anyway. So, but I'm really looking forward to being out there with you guys and locking arms and giving him praise and giving him worship and meeting some new people and some new faces and just kind of growing in my own walk, alongside all of you guys. So it's going to be,
brother.
It's going to be exciting.
It is. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing you there.
Yeah. Amen. So, moving forward, an EA was released, I don't want to say almost a month ago now, with a flyer on there attached to it for any LA County employees that are listening that want to kind of get some more information regarding this. Also, with this podcast being released on Warrior's Perspective as well as The Fire You Carry, and then there we'll also be sharing an Instagram post on both of our accounts, which hopefully will be shared by a few others that will have links and information on there about timing. And probably the most important thing that anybody listening can do for us is scanning the QR code that will be provided so that we can get a head count of how many people to anticipate to be up there so that we can provide, you know, the proper amount of seating and support and water and food and all those kinds of things.
ET 140 came out on March 27th. ET 140.
Okay, so. There you go. ET 140.
Yeah.
Bring it to the kitchen table at lineup or wherever it is that you might work and just start spreading the word. We'd love to get as many people up there as we can. But we know and we have faith that the Lord's going to work it to his will, and his ways are higher than our ways, and we don't always understand those ways, but we just need to continue to have faith and abide in him and know that his love for us is so much greater than anything that we can comprehend. So we just need to keep trusting in him, as difficult as times get and as hard as the road becomes. We just need to continue to have faith in him, and he is the all faithful, and he will be there for us. So,
amen, brother.
Cool. Is there anything else you think we need to throw in there? Or I think we covered
it. No, I think we got it. I think we covered it all. You know, just May 2nd, 10 a.m. LAO at the flagpole. If you weren't there last year, come on up and check it out this year. Like I said, we took a good thing last year, and I think we're making it a lot better. So,
amen,
look forward to seeing everybody up there.
Yep. And I'll speak for Louie. I'm sure he's unfortunately in the middle of this. He got a response out serving the public right now. But yeah, he's looking forward to everybody being there as well. And we're looking forward to supporting him. So appreciate everybody that listened to this. And we look forward to seeing you up there on May 2nd. God bless you all.
Thank you guys for listening. If you have any questions about this event, you can reach out to us on our Warriors Perspective Instagram. The links for that will be in the show notes. And if you are a county guy, you probably know how to get a hold of Captain Jeff Wilk, Captain Andy Lawrence, or Chief Louie Gayton. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you out there.
Probably would have cut that out.
Totally, yeah. I don't know. Maybe we'll throw it as like an outtake. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.